the speech festival. There's we have to read a poem, and I think we need to understand the poem. We need to express our emotion. So it's quite different from what we usually do in the class. So it's a competition.
Okay, and how about reading experiences apart from that poem? Do you have any memorable reading experiences?
Reading experience. We in secondary school, you have some international exams, and we read. It's from Australia, and the article is really difficult. I really don't know what the article is about, so it's a very challenging task for me.
And what about here at university? What have you been doing with English? I mean, how have you used English in your program?
We have some English program in year one, year two, but not much. I think in university, I think I'm already get used to having presentation with English and write reports. I think writing, I'm now doing a systematic review and I think it's really a hard job, because no matter in analyzing or in use of language, is high requirement for me. So I'm still doing it.
So what about in the future? How do you think you'll use English?
I think use English in the hospital in documentation of patients' conditions, and there may be many medical terms and abbreviations, and you need to write very clear, but readable English and professional English.
So that means you're always going to kind of stay on top of it, stay in touch with English, right?
Yeah. Because my secondary school is using English, so all subjects except Chinese is using English, and now it's also in the hospital also use English.
How do you feel about that? Because I guess for the majority of the time, you'll speak to your patients in Cantonese, and even perhaps the doctors, you'll speak to them in Chinese as well. But then when you write the reports and you have correspondence, it's going to be in English.
Yeah, it's quite strange, because we learned, for example, some movement we used to say in English, but when we talk to patient, we use Cantonese. And sometimes need time to reverse the language, and because Cantonese is sometimes different with Chinese, and you cannot use some words that too academic. You need to be more layman. but I think it is already a culture, so just get used to it. It's okay.